Welcome. You're listening to Foresight Radio for information and recommendations helping you increase occupancy, reduce turnover, and create positive cultures. I'm your host, Pam McDonald. Foresight Radio is brought to you by Dreamscape Marketing, a full-service digital marketing agency serving healthcare organizations since 2005 and specializing in the unique needs of your senior care community. Dreamscape's team of digital strategists, developers, designers, and writers are on a mission to provide senior care executives a complete digital presence to achieve their business development goals through industry-leading custom website development and digital marketing campaigns that drive brand awareness, lead generation, and resident acquisition. Before we get to our interview, I want to remind you about our feedback line. We want to know what you think, and we've made that easy. Just call our feedback line at 800-315-4070 and leave us a message. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of. Suggest topics and guests, share your opinions, ask questions, give us criticism or praise. Whether you read the blog, listen to Foresight Radio, or watch Foresight TV, your opinions matter. Share them with us. Call 800-315-4070. Be sure to include your name, the name of the company you work for, and your phone number. This gives us permission to use your comments in future shows and in our promotions. Thank you. We hope to hear from you often.
Today, I'm talking to Delaine Blazek with Delahealth Tech, and they are on the leading, perhaps bleeding edge of fall detection. Fall detection is probably too simple. Fall detection and prevention for older people, particularly in senior living. So, Delaine, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's sort of start by just talking about kind of the history of fall detection in senior living, where it started and what it looked like in the early days, what may be second generation and what current generation and what the future might hold.
Absolutely. That's a great start. So as we all know, the origins of fall detection have been lights and alarms and pendants. I think everyone can agree that one of the best commercials growing up, I'm aging myself now, is I've fallen and I can't get up, right? Yeah. That was cutting edge tech back in the day and still, you know, is very valuable and used in a lot of settings. It's just now we're looking at things a little bit differently. We have different needs and different desires from our aging population. And along with that comes a demand of more non-wearables, less invasive, more aging with dignity. And that's really what we're trying to represent here at Delahealth Tech.
Okay, so so what's wrong with the old help I can't get up technology?
Nothing's wrong with it per se. I wouldn't want to go on that track. However, every technology has limitations. So with regards to pendants, the biggest limitations is in memory care with recalling to press the pendant. And then also in assisted living, a lot of people will just tell us, I didn't want to inconvenience the nursing staff, so I'm not going to press this. And then thirdly, it's just the whole, yeah, it's on my hook in my drawer there because, you know, it's just not very stylish. I don't want to be those people.
Yeah. And I kind of think about it when I think about I'm a little older than you, right? So I'm technically old enough to go live in a senior living community. And I imagine the stigma that kind of sits there with wearing a pendant around my neck. It kind of screams old and frail and infirm, right?
Exactly. And no one wants to feel less than their former selves when they were rejuvenated and young and feeling at the top of their game. So I get that.
There's also been kind of some talk about doing cameras. Thoughts on cameras?
So yes, there have been some cameras and there are some cameras. There's definitely some legislative issues around that that have come out of Washington, but overall, our stance on it is just we want to help people protect their privacy. We want to help them age with dignity. And part of that is a philosophy of not being on a live video stream. There's nothing more scary for some of these people is to be recorded, to be watched, to be monitored, unless you're going to be a reality TV star. And that's not really at this age.
Well, yeah, I'm just sort of thinking, I'm not sure I'd want a camera in my bedroom to protect me from falls as I go from my bed to my bathroom to go to in the middle of the night in underwear, right? I mean, kind of creepy.
Exactly. No one wants to be pictured that way. And even more scary, the cameras obviously can't go in the bathrooms. And then just our discovery from data that 40% of falls are in the bathrooms, it leaves a lot of unprotected area and time.
Yeah. And so then you say, well, you could solve it with bathroom cameras, but that seems even creepier. So makes a lot of sense. So what are you guys actually doing?
So we have a combined solution. We do have in-room sensors. They're non-camera, they're non-wearable, and they can detect falls. They can send notifications through the front-end nurse call system, where we do have an app of our own. The secondary product we're calling Della Predict, and that's more of our predictive analytics related to data fusion. Everyone always asks me, what is this data fusion? I've never heard of this before. We can fuse sensor data with electronic health record data and any other data streams, such as rehab, any external EMRs, and create some really true insights based on history and diagnoses, medication, as to when someone may be a high-risk resident, when they may be a frequent faller, and how to help them close the intervention loop.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about what that looks like. So I'm an operator. I've got Della Health Tech technology. I've got Data Fusion. It's actually kind of a cool name, but I've got all this plugged in. And so how does it help me as an operator?
So it helps you from a variety of ways, but number one is elongating the length of stay. The number one reason people go to the hospital is usually attributed to a fall, and it's also a reason they're not able to return. So number one, keeping residents safe all the time when at all possible, especially when they're not in group forums. When they're in the rooms, they're at a higher risk of falling and being unnoticed. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is understanding exactly what prediction means. Prediction doesn't mean watching a playback and we're predicting that it's going to repeat itself again. Prediction is actually taking diagnoses and medications and forming correlations when people may be at a higher risk of falls because they just took the medication or they changed the medication. They may be more dizzy, and making it a more personalized and individual experience for the resident.
Okay, so I'm going to actually sort of back up here a little bit because I actually want to go deeper into this sort of personalized experience. Mm-hmm. But I've got the Della Health Tech system, which means I've got sensors in the resident rooms, bathrooms.
It is in the bathroom as well as the living quarters because it is not a camera. So therefore we can be in both locations.
Terrific. And then that ties into your data fusion. I mean, you're going to say that a million times because I just love data fusion as a term. So that ties into the data fusion technology via Bluetooth, via Wi-Fi primarily.
So yeah, the data fusion is a platform. So we can stream in that live data from the sensors at any given time, pass through alerts, as we mentioned before, but also collect information from the third party sources like the EHR is the most common. That's the largest source of health information that we can pull in and populate. So both of those things would be going into the same location, which is this data fusion platform.
Okay. And then what my team sees is, the first thing they get, of course, is they get alerts if there's an immediate, either there's a fall or there's an immediate, I guess really if there's a fall, right?
Exactly. So we can determine when someone has fallen, send off the notification. We've also had some other really interesting scenarios where we have high-risk residents and they put, let's say, their leg over the bed and they know they're going down immediately. So we can tighten up exclusion zones around the bed so that if they do that, we can notify earlier so they can go in and help them out before they hit the floor. But well, yes, the whole concept is detect falls.
Okay. But more broadly, what ends up happening is that, as I think I understand it, is that over time, you actually build, I'm going to put words in your mouth and you may slap me and then say that I've got it wrong, but you essentially, for each resident, you end up building sort of a fall profile.
Exactly, a fall profile with a fall history. So then we can start learning more about the resident, learning when they fall, when they stumble, when they fall and get back up. Was it in the bathroom? Was it in the bedroom? Was it en route? And then we can place some predictions along with that based on their previous health information.
Okay, so can you maybe actually walk me through a couple of scenarios? Obviously, we're not going to do names and communities, but maybe you could actually tell me about a resident or two or three and just kind of paint some scenarios about how it actually works in real life.
Sure. So a resident is in their room. The most common is they'll just fall, and sometimes it's a slow fall. It's not the quick fall that triggers the wearable. It's like more of a sliding off of the recliner into the floor and then down. Maybe a little bobble there, come up, come down, but eventually they're down. So after 30 seconds, we will notice that the body mass index is below 24 inches, unless we have configured the sensors differently, and then send an alert to either the nurse call system via the app or our own app if the nurse call system doesn't allow for that.
Okay. And then let's also talk about maybe a scenario or two on the fall profile. So resident is, and you'll probably have to sort of give me a specific, but I'll sort of prompt a little bit, but you know, just a resident where, well, I guess what I'm really looking for is a story about where a resident was at risk and you were actually able to look at this fall profile and do mitigation so they don't fall or they have fewer falls.
Exactly. So as you mentioned, we'll collect data all the time from the sensors. And then sometimes communities are really good about identifying, hey, I think these five residents are actually our highest risk residents. So we can attribute some points toward that, if you will. And then based on the algorithm from the predictive information and the EHR, they're assessed and given a fall index score. So from that, we can be able to determine, do they need more interventions? Do we need to do a reassessment of the room and see what the fall factors are that are attributed to their frequent falling? The index then can be viewed through the prediction platform, not only from the resident perspective, but the community perspective and at the enterprise level.
At the end of the day, my concern if I'm an operator is I'm trying to figure out how to do this in the right way so it doesn't sound too economically crass, right? I mean, ultimately my goal is to create a great experience and to keep my residents safe. But I also know that falls have this profound economic impact on my community. It means that it reduces length of stay. It means that increases liability. It increases more significantly the amount of staff I need per resident. Can you talk a little bit about the kinds of interventions that that you're suggesting or helping communities to do to mitigate those risks?
So yeah, that's a really great example. And then we've started with the whole concept of wanting to close the loop on falls so that we can keep residents in-house longer and healthier for longer so that they're not falling all over the place. So we can detect falls. We can begin to perform predictive correlations of when they are going to fall based on data. And then the third component of that is what we call DeliProtect. And that is actually prescribing the post-fall interventions so that we can reduce the detection. So if we're doing it right, our protection product will actually reduce our detection product, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And in fact, I'm sure you can never get to 100%, but in some sense, the prediction product, if it were, you know, in a dream world, right, you could get to the prediction part, so you would never need the detection part.
Exactly. And then the protection is detect, predict, and protect. Protect is like prescribing. So for example, we notice someone's falling in the bathroom. They do it over time. They do it at the same time every night. They do it, you know, three times a month. And then we can determine, okay, this is when we think it's going to happen. It's usually between 3 and 5 a.m. We're getting these notices someone's fallen in the bathroom. So then protection would actually prescribe, for example, put a handrail by the toilet in the bathroom. And then we can populate that back in either to the EHR or through our platform. And then the care team can select to do that or disregard. So they always have the choice to include the interventions or not. But just to be able to get that prescriptive measure really closes the loop on making a difference and not just watching people fall. I think the most compelling story is the gentleman that was a frequent faller. And as soon as he put his leg over the bed, he would fall to the floor. And just tightening up those exclusion zones really made a difference for them, because then the care team could run in there and help him before he hit the floor. That is probably the most compelling real life story that I can think of on the top of my head.
How do the staff feel about the system?
The staff feel great when we can send the alerts through the nurse call system, because they're like, great, no other login, no other place we have to go to document, no more duplicate data entry, thank goodness. And then operators like it too, because if, let's say, with all of the acquisitions and the changing of properties, they may have multiple nurse call systems. So the solution that we have, we can unify those and still only send alerts through one vehicle.
Got you. And so, but I would think that from a sort of a hard standpoint, if I were a if I were a team member, being able to get an alert, walk into a room and stop somebody and see somebody's on their way to a fall, like the gentleman you talked about, you know, I probably feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, who wouldn't feel good about being the superhero of the day, right?
Yes. So I love this. So if you have a telehealth tech system in your building, what you are doing is you end up making your caregivers, your nursing staff, into superheroes for at least a day or maybe every day, right?
Exactly. And why stop with this in staff? You can also do it for the EDs. They can determine more of who their frequent follower is. They can help them. They can place interventions. They can educate the team members how to work differently with those types of residents. So it's a win-win all the way around.
So tell me a little bit about the academy.
So Della Health Tech has hired on a staff gerontologist to help us assess and train and certify team members in the field, not only to help them with knowing how to work with and handle high-risk fall residents, but also from a career path standpoint. So we can begin as low as the Della Health Fall Specialist certification and really give the care team an opportunity to make a big impact and feel more knowledgeable along the way so that they want to advance within the community rather than retreat to another market. So that's been very successful, and we're looking forward to now combining continuing education units alongside of that and actually integrating into their existing LMS platforms.
Oh, terrific. So you would actually deliver this to their LMS, or can they find this on your platform as well?
Yes. Our goal is to deliver to their own LMS. That's been the demand and request. And with our true source of wanting to be the middleware, that is our mission. Della also means to share in Norwegian. So we're sharing data.
Yeah. So what's it take to get started?
Not a lot. A phone call and a smile, just about it.
Right.
But we do have a full sales team that is working right now with our national clients as well as our international clients. And it's very easy to get started. A lot of people want to start and try with their high-risk residents. Some people are ready to roll out full-blown because they may have had some liability issues in the past. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a very configurable system depending on the needs of the organization.
And is it primarily a software? Oh, I guess it's not technically SaaS because there's some hardware involved, but is it primarily a subscription base, or is it primarily a purchase or a hybrid, or how does that work?
Yep. We are a software company. That's where we live and breathe. We want to be hardware agnostic. We do have a few sensors in our portfolio that we recommend depending on the environment of the company and the organization of the rooms that we serve. So there is the one-time fees associated with hardware, although our goal is to really focus on the software.
Okay. So as you view yourself and your place in the senior living system, your secret sauce is the ability to consume data and help operators keep your residents safer, have a better experience for residents and team members, because they're keeping residents safer, much more so than the hardware side of things.
Exactly. So if you could just envision the data fusion is really fall insights coupled with big data. Okay. So that we can provide insights to operators that are actionable.
And it sounds like it does not need to be an all or nothing, meaning that I could create some, I don't know, high risk rooms that where I put residents that are higher risk of fall and not do the whole building at one time.
Exactly. And we also have other operators that are using it as a profit center. So they've created these fall safe rooms and that they can actually upcharge a premium and we can train their marketing team on how to do that.
Okay. And is this really just a dementia care product?
No, it's across the whole continuum. We have people, at first we thought the sweet spot's going to be AL and MC. That's definitely going to be it, right?
Right.
But since we somehow put that in our minds, we've totally been challenged by that, which is wonderful. And we have CCRCs interested. We have skilled nursing. We have independent with services interested. So it runs the full gamut. I don't think there's anything limiting this product except someone's creativity on how to use it in their operation.
Thank you so much. This is a great conversation. I love what you guys are doing. As you know, at Senior Living Foresight, we're all about changing the world of senior living, about making it better. We are in love with solutions that are practical. We believe that technology will help to reduce costs and keep residents safer and make team members love coming to work more because it takes a lot of the burden away from them, the crummy stuff that they worry about that they don't have much control. And so I thank you for what you guys are doing to make the world of senior living a better place for residents and for team members.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time today and all of the support.
Thank you for listening, everyone. What do you think? Leave us a message on our feedback line at 800-315-4070 to let us know. And be sure to include your name, the name of the company where you work, and your phone number. This grants us permission to include your comments in our promotions. Share your feedback often so we get to know what you like, what you want, and what's important to you. Call 800-315-4070. We've got lots of new episodes coming, so please continue joining us and let us know what you think. Thank you.